Around the Security Council table, members express concern about the situation and the dangers of escalation, but their words were measured and limited, with little direct criticism of Israel.
The current situation with inflammatory rhetorics lead in the wrong direction.
And we are concerned by any unilateral acts that exacerbate tensions or undermine the viability of a two-state solution.
The UK is committed to working with all parties to uphold this status quo in Jerusalem.
When it was the Palestinian ambassador's turn, he was dismayed by the fact the council was taking no action.
What red line does Israel need to cross for the Security Council to finally say enough is enough? It has displayed utter disregard for the sanctity of Palestinian life, the sanctity of international law, and the sanctity of Al-Haram al-Sharif.
He warned the council the situation could turn into an uprising.
All 15 members of the Security Council restated, as they always do, their commitment to a two-state solution. However, in recent days, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said his new government supports continued settlement across Palestinian land, further undermining that internationally desired outcome.
So what exactly is the Israeli position? I tried to get an answer from the country's ambassador.
Does the current Israeli government support a two-state solution with Jerusalem as the shared capital of both countries? Yes or no? It's really simple.
You can't decide for me whether to give you an answer of yes or no. Okay, you should.
Well, it is quite a simple question.
You should ask first President Abbas why he refuses to come to the negotiating table, why he refuses to recognize the right of the Jewish people to a statehood, why he keeps trying to delegitimize.
He's not in front of me. You are, sir, and I'm asking you a simple question about the main point of policy.
Time and again to the Palestinian authority.
He continued to deflect, not answering whether Israel accepts the key position of the entire international community, which is enshrined in legally binding Security Council resolutions. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.